In the Gospel of Mark, we meet up with the blind beggar, Bartimaeus. Despite heavy opposition from certain people who keep telling him to pipe down, he persists in crying out to Jesus to have pity on him and finally manages to attract Jesus' attention. Upon calling on Bartimaeus, Jesus asks him point blank, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he replies, "I want to see." What a wonderful prayer. Straightforward, unvarnished, right from the heart. It gives us confidence and hope in our own feeble attempts at prayer, for we also yearn to see. But what exactly do we desire to see? Ladies, if you would say together, "Lord, gentlemen, Lord, we want to see the endless possibilities of growth and conversion that surround us each day. We want to see the wonders of your love enfolding us wherever we go, whatever we do. We want to see the wisdom of your ways so far beyond our comprehension. We want to see our sufferings and deaths redeemed and transformed by your glorious resurrection. Ladies, together, please.
O Lord, we want to see with the eyes of faith, for only then can we see you, present everywhere, in quiet, hidden joy, even in our brokenness, pain, and sorrow. And this, above all, is our greatest longing, to see you. To you already, but through a glass darker. Help us to live here and now in such a way that when our lives are on this earth, we will indeed see you face to face, my Lord and my God. Amen.
We are in day 298 of 2018. The NPR this morning, in reporting the events of yesterday, said that since the beginning of the year, there have been 289 deaths as a result of mass murders. That's almost one a day, folks. One death a day. 289. And the news release and what spoke about the killings at the synagogue said that there were 11 people dead. And then for some reason it said none of them were children. None of them were children. Why is that important? Our children are precious to us. 289 deaths. And that's just from the mass murders. That doesn't include the single shots or stabbings. So my question today is, what aren't we seeing? What are we missing? Every time something like this happens, we fall to our knees and we clamor and we clang and we yell and we scream and we pray. What are we not seeing? Because nothing's changed. Has it? What are we missing? What aren't we seeing? Every faith path on the globe has a statement of some sort that says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And I invite you to change that from do to see. See others as you would want to be seen. None of us wants to be seen as marginalized. None of us wants to be seen as poor or hungry or misgotten or lost.
None of us wants to be seen that way. So why do we see other people that way? Why don't we see Christ? Bartimaeus, who was blind, understood the power in Jesus Christ's presence. What do you want, Bartimaeus? I've given you life. What do you want? I want to see. And that's the question that we have to ask ourselves. What do we want to see? What do we want to see? There are no easy answers. I know that. But we have to somehow come to an understanding of what it is that we're doing wrong. What are we doing? What are we not doing? Those are the answers that we seek. We want to see Jesus Christ too. And we should be able to see Jesus in everyone we encounter on any given day. We should be able to see Jesus Christ in ourselves. Grounded in his love. Alive with the spirit that he gives us. What aren't we seeing? What aren't we seeing? So I invite you this week, as we enter into the Feast of All Saints, for me, one of the most powerful days of obligation that we have in the year. So that answers one of your questions. We'll get to that later. The men and women that we celebrate on All Saints Day are people that we believe, men, women, and children, who are in heaven because of the lives that they led on fire with the Spirit granted, given to Jesus Christ in their lives, in their hearts, their minds, their souls, and their bodies. I will say to you that martyrdom is one way to get to heaven. The 11 men and women who were martyred yesterday are in heaven. I have to tell you, that's not how I want to get there. What aren't we seeing? Ask yourselves that question this week as you go to Mass and as you pray for the men and women who are in heaven, praying for us, holding us up to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Pray for grace. Pray for God's love so that maybe we can see.